USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is suggesting in a tweet Saturday afternoon that China may wait him out regarding trade negotiations. The president tweeted that Chinese officials may be waiting until after 2020 and hope Democrats take the White House, claiming that they will get a better deal than they would with him in office. Vice President Mike Pence has a message for Liberty University graduates. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
While delivering the commencement address at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, Vice President Mike Pence said the last few months we've seen unspeakable attacks on people of faith.
Jewish synagogues in Pennsylvania and California, on mosques in New Zealand, Christian churches in Sri Lanka. No one should ever fear for their safety in a place of worship, and these attacks on people of faith must stop.
The Vice President also talked about the job market and Christian values. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said Saturday he intends to speed up plans to secure the border while visiting McAllen, Texas. Shanahan also says that the just over 4,300 troops that are stationed at the border will remain there until things are secure. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introduced a plan on Thursday to rein in the profits from banks and what they can collect from consumers on credit card interest, and the interest rates would be capped at 15%. The Congresswoman then had an interesting idea on banking.
We can then say is, A, we should have a non-for-profit public option for basic banking services, and we should be piloting these projects through the U.S. Postal Service or in any other number of ways.
Just how successful is the USPS and its public option model for the mail? Well, it just came out on Wednesday that the Postal Service reported a financial loss for the 12th straight year. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pharmaceutical companies will have to reveal the price of many prescription drugs in TV commercials under a new rule announced by the Trump administration this week. The requirement is part of the president's efforts to crack down on drug costs. Republican Senator Martha McSally joins ABC 15 in Phoenix and says this is something that's near and dear to her constituents' heart.
Everywhere I go, I've been around all 15 counties in my first 90 days in Arizona just to listen to Arizonans. And top of mind for everyone is the cost of health care and health insurance, the cost of prescription drugs in particular. So we've got to shine a light on the real cost. We've got to have more choice and competition, and people shouldn't have surprise bills. So let's have transparency and let people shop around, more competition for generic drugs. I mean, this is a real issue that's life-threatening for some people and obviously life-changing for those with chronic diseases. So I am all for more transparency and more choice for Arizona, so that they can afford the health care for their loved ones.
To survive.
Yes.
And regarding President Trump increasing tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, McSally says,
we need to crank up the pressure and have a breakthrough because we can't have this hurt Americans while they're working through the negotiations. But for decades, they've been cheating and it's been hurting Americans, and it is a national security issue. So hopefully we can get a breakthrough soon so it's better for America and Arizona.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.